But to the extent Hillary Clinton deserves the fame and attention, it is because observers believe she has the insight, advisors, and institutional power to pick the winning combinations. If Waldo Frank and J.T. Flynn were right that American fascism would be distinct from its European counterparts by virtue of its gentility and respectability, then Hillary Clinton is the fulfillment of their prophecy. But more than that, she is a representative figure, the leading member of a general cohort of elite liberals who, unconsciously, of course, brought fascist themes into mainstream liberalism. Specifically, she and her cohort embody the maternal side of fascism, which is one reason why it is not more clearly recognized as such. What follows, then, is a group portrait of Hillary and her friends, the leading proponents and exemplars of liberal fascism in our time. The politics of human reconstruction. Hillary Clinton is conventionally viewed by her supporters as a liberal, or by conservative opponents as a radical leftist in liberal sheep's clothing. But it is more accurate to view her as an old-style progressive and a direct descendant of the social gospel movement of the 1920s and 1930s. Nothing makes this clearer than the avowedly religious roots of her political vocation. Born to a Methodist family in Park Ridge, Illinois, she always had a special attachment to the social gospel. She was an active member in her church youth group as a teenager and the only one of the Rodham kids to regularly attend Sunday services. She's really a self-churched woman, the Reverend Donald Jones, her former youth minister and mentor, told Newsweek. Jones was being humble. The truth is that he was a major influence, the most important person in her life outside of her parents, according to many biographers. A disciple of the existential German emigre theologian Paul Tillich, Jones was a radical pastor who eventually lost his ministry for being too political. Hillary wrote to Jones regularly while in college. When she moved to Arkansas, Clinton taught Sunday school and often spoke as a lay preacher on the topic, "Why I Am a United Methodist at Sunday Services." Even today, Jones told Newsweek, "When Hillary talks, it sounds like it comes out of a Methodist Sunday school lesson." Jones bought Hillary a subscription to the Methodist magazine Motive as a graduation present just before she went off to Wellesley. Spelled with a lowercase m for reasons no one but the editors probably ever cared about, Motive in the late 1960s and early 1970s, when it folded, was an indisputably radical left-wing organ, as mentioned earlier. 3 decades later, Clinton recalled for Newsweek that her thinking about the Vietnam War really changed when she read an essay in Motive by Carl Oglesby. Newsweek chose to portray this as an endearing remembrance by a spiritual liberal, describing Oglesby as a Methodist theologian. But this description is highly misleading.